Mailboxes across the Bristol Bay region have been filling up in recent days with a 36-page annual report from the Community Development Quota Organization that represents the region. KDLG's Mike Mason took a look at the document for this story.
In many ways, the entire Bristol Bay region could be characterized as economically depressed. Much of the region has high unemployment, and the entire region has high energy costs. One of the few organizations with money to spend is the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which is one of the six community development quota organizations set up to serve Southwest and Western Alaska. BBEDC's annual report for 2013 was released this month and has been sent to nearly every household in the Bristol Bay region. Norm Van Vactor is the organization's CEO. He says 2013 was a year that included some significant challenges.
The pollock industry probably hit one of its all-time lows in terms of market conditions. The cod industry, specifically the longline cod and the midwater trawl cod fisheries, again hit all-time lows in terms of market conditions. And, you know, pollock and cod are a significant source of our revenue stream.
In 2012, BBEDC and their partners harvested over 56 million pounds of pollock. That increased by 2 million pounds last year up to 58 million pounds. BBEDC's cod harvest in 2012 was 4.7 thousand metric tons. That increased to 4.8 thousand metric tons last year. Van Vactor suggests that the market conditions for pollock and cod have improved this year.
There's a lot of good things happening right now. I mean, I hate to say this, but what helps us in the pollock sector is to see the European quota go down. Well, just in this last week, you know, the European quota that they announced going into next year is going to be reduced by about 10%. At the same time, the likelihood that our pollock quota is going to go up is significantly positive.
Every year, the six CDQ organizations get allocations of groundfish, crab, and halibut. But Van Vactor notes that BBEDC has additional significant investments in the crab fisheries in the Bering Sea.
We basically now own the vessels that our CDQ crab is caught on. In addition to that, the board and BBEDC through the years has acquired IFQ shares on the open market. And in fact, in 2013, BBEDC went out and we've essentially maxed out what we can buy in terms of IFQ, individual fishing quota shares of king crab and Opelio crab.
BBEDC now owns nearly 5% of the available IFQ shares in those two fisheries. Van Vactor says that investment looks like it might pay off in the short term.
So in 2013, one of the big things that BBEDC did was buy a significant amount of additional crab. So especially in light of the recent significant increase in the quota, you know, that investment last year really looks golden.
The quota of Bristol Bay Red King crab is up 16% compared to last year, and the Opelio quota is up 25%. The king and snow crab fisheries opened up Wednesday. The BBEDC 2013 annual report has been mailed to households across the region, and it can be found on the organization's website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.